This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Today is Steve and Ted show number, let me look here, Ted, 6,667. 6,767.
Oh,
that's an interesting number.
That's a uniform, anyway.
We've been going at this since January of 1998, and We are back here again this morning to try to do it right again. Give it another shot.
You even got an email from somebody yesterday that knew we were in the 6,700s for
our show. I'm not sure that's what that meant, but it's the only thing I can determine.
I think that's what that meant.
Okay.
He knew we'd done at least 6,700
I don't know how he would know that.
But well, he must have been listening to us.
He's been listening very closely.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to call him back. It was a friend and somebody we know. Have to call him back and see what it was all about. Maybe that's it. If it is, I'm surprised he can think that much. He can remember that much. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted. Let's see what else we got. Oh, I just want to tell you that this morning, you know, the weather's getting a little chillier all the time, Ted. I did not wear a jacket this morning. Seems to be all right, but
I wore my hoodie today.
I saw you there, and I did get me a nice fresh cup of Prairie Fire coffee.
Well, there you go. Well, that takes care of it.
Yeah.
You don't need a jacket if you're...
Warms the innards. It warms the innards.
Prairie Fire coffee.
And, of course, I'm the first one in every day, so I'm the first one to make any coffee.
Right. So you get to make it to your specs. Whatever you want with it.
Yes. You know, it's pretty hard to screw it up, Ted. You put this filter and this coffee thing in the top, and then you hit this button.
Oh, well, somebody's got to do it, and it's you.
It's kind of complicated there. 6:17, Steve, at the end of the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we'll start out with Major League Baseball. We're down to the last 6 days of the season for the Kansas City Royals trying to make the playoffs, although they are on a 7-game losing streak. Got to get some wins in the win column this week if they want to make the playoffs. The Royals are heading to the nation's capital to take on the Washington Nationals for the next 3 days. Royals Nationals, 6 o'clock tonight, and that is live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. You know, the Nationals... /Expos franchise. That is the franchise that the Royals have done the worst against percentage-wise in franchise history. Yeah, they've only won 29% of their games against the Nationals /Expos over the years. They haven't played them very much. First visit to the nation's capital in 5 years. And ESPN metrics still have the Royals with a 67% chance of making the playoffs. The Royals right now have a 1-game lead for a playoff spot over the Minnesota Twins with 6 games to go in the season. Yeah, so here we go. See what these last 6 games bring. Neither team's playing well. Like we said, the Royals have lost 7 in a row. The Nationals have lost 7 of 8. So listen live tonight on KFH. And before the Royals game, we'll have the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. We'll be talking Kansas City Chiefs as they have a, and that'll be at 5 p.m. The Chiefs Kingdom Show at 5 p.m. today on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Chiefs are off to a 3-0 start, and they're on a 9-game winning streak. Of course, they won 6 in a row to finish up last season with the Super Bowl, and now they won 3 to begin this season. The Chiefs right now are in the number 3 spot in the conference, just behind the Steelers and the Bills. And the Chiefs have a big game coming up on Sunday afternoon, taking on the second-place team in the division, the Los Angeles Chargers. First place in the division on the line. Chiefs are an 8-point favorite going into that one because the Chargers are having some quarterback issues right now. So a lot to talk about tonight. Of course, it's hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. The Chiefs Kingdom Show. That'll be at 5 p.m. over on KFH. We had Monday Night Football last night. The Washington Commanders win on the road at Cincinnati. Beat the Bengals 38-33. Bengals are now 0-3. And a lot of local guys helping out Washington in that game. Starting offensive left tackle is Cornelius Lucas, the former Kansas State Wildcat. Part of an offensive line that paved the way for 108 yards on the ground. Three rushing touchdowns, only allowed two sacks. Rookie tight end from K-State, Ben Sinnott, got some playing time for Washington yesterday on offense and special teams. And on the other side of the football, starting at defensive end for the Commanders, former Kansas Jayhawk, Dorrance Armstrong, had a half sack for a three-yard loss and played some nice defense for Washington. Hey, the first-place Washington Commanders have back-to-back wins. They're 2-1 on the season. And we got a good birthday today, good basketball birthday. How about former Kansas Jayhawk, Drew Gooden, is 43 years old today. Played 14 years in the NBA after playing at KU, where he was a consensus first-team All-American. In 2002. Then he went to the NBA, and he was on the all-rookie first team in the NBA his first year there with the Memphis Grizzlies, who chose him in the first round of the draft as the number 4 overall pick. Boy, Gooden had a great career at KU. In 2002, that year he was a consensus All-American, led the nation in rebounding, National Player of the Year. Jayhawks went 33-4, undefeated Big 12 conference champs, and they went to the Final Four that year. Oh. Of course, when you're the National Player of the Year and you lead the nation to rebounding, you get your jersey retired. His jersey, number 0, hangs from the rafters at Allen Fieldhouse. So, really good player that came through the Kansas Jayhawks and a long career in the NBA. Happy birthday today to Drew Gooden. He is 43 years old today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. And that's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.